Blog Talk Radio.
Just have a seat and listen to the way in what I am displaying, a different kind of rapper language that I am saying. To all the party diplomatic orbits for info, when it come to rockin' parties, I am a nympho. Maniac, brainiac, but doing my dancing. My record make the music, we'll put you in a trance and transcend your body and like it, drink my cardigan. You won't be fighting the illin', you just be partying down with the funky town with yours truly. I'm the original B-I-Z, I'm it. Okay, I was the E, and I came to have fun and not be
number one. Peace, peace, peace. What's up? Snow request in the house. Mr. Riz and Shay White up in this piece. Yo, 87, yo. Good year for Biz. Thanks, Kane, for writing them lyrics for him. Really helped him out. Taught him how to spell his name properly.
Yeah. Wiped the drool from his lip.
Yeah. Yo, but Biz was...
Nah, he's talking about
Bill was, he was a character. He was a character. So he had something. It might not have been lyrical content, but Biz had something, man. I don't know. He could have done comedy. He could have modeled for Monster Cookies. He could have done a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? He could have done a lot of shit. He could have done a lot. You know what I mean? But God bless him, man. Biz Markie is a rare talent, man. So what's good with y'all, man? Been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute, man. I can't complain. I can't complain.
Shit all good, y'all?
Everything is everything, man.
It's all good.
Word up. There's a new trend going on now, so be careful.
What's that?
Who do you want to give a shout out to?
I want to give a shout out to Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah, the logical one.
I just had to say that right quick, because that made me sad today. He had a good life. He was a good man. I had the pleasure of meeting him once. And, yeah, rest in peace. Live long and prosper. That's
Word. Nanu, nanu. All that.
Nah, you stupid. To boldly go where no man has gone before.
That's where he at right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing, man. He definitely, he did his thing, man. He left a legacy here, man.
He did.
Damn sure did.
You know what I mean?
I used to like him on In Search Of, man. When he was the host of that joint. Yo, that shit, the way his narration was. Mm-hmm. I mean, that shit was kind of spooky and shit, man. I used to like that shit, man.
Yeah, he was good. He was good money, man. And with the voiceovers, he made some good coin, man.
Most
he made
definitely.
Some good coin. But I guess life ain't about coin all the time. You know what I mean? Sometimes you want to just leave an imprint. You know what I'm saying? And a positive imprint,
of course,
not some negative shit. You know, he did some.
He definitely did.
I think he did some. He was actually selling them kids up in the little kids. He was selling you buy a bunch of them for like 10 cents a day and feed their village and all that shit. I bought like 3 kids off of him, man. So I know what it is, man. You know what I mean? Definitely. Word. Got a couple of them kids. Got a grass basket and all that shit. You know, so it's all good, man. It's all good, man. But real talk, man. You know, down the square, Biz, man. It's Fuckery Friday again, y'all. And it's time to smash the world.
I know we
talked about this before. But I just want to say something. I just want to speak on it real quick, man. For those of y'all dudes that's, trying to get, make changes in your life, and you want to decide to wait until you're like 70 years old to become a 70-year-old woman, and you a man, you got issues, son. Word to mother, you got issues. You know what I mean? I'm like, real talk, like, how are you going to do that? You gonna, and then... You want to put it on, you want to go on and get a TV show showing you, cutting your gonads off to become a 70-something-year-old lesbian? Yo, and a real strong shout-out to Bruce Jenner. You are the dumbest dude on the planet. Real talk, son. Whatever that chick put
check
in your
it,
Cocoa
man.
Puffs. What's up, bro?
Check it. The other night, Jimmy Kimmel showed an old clip of that motherfucker with Milton Berle and some other cat after he won the Olympics, after he won all those events in the Olympics, Olympics in 76, and he was dressed up like women. And he said, yo, don't he look so comfortable?
Wow.
Didn't he look so comfortable?
Wow.
And he had to be in his mid-20s then.
But if you slide to the left, man.
I mean, but he has stated
man.
That. No, but he has stated that this is something that he struggled with his entire life. So,
he ain't
struggling. I mean, it is. It
you know
is,
what's struggling,
well,
yo? You know what's struggling? When your EBT card
catches
a flat and you're online trying to get some cheese off the bread line. That's struggling, yo. You know what I'm saying? That's hard times. Mm. Not that shit. Not that. Well, you got like tons of gold medals dangling from your neck, endorsements, bread up the wahoo, marrying crazy bitches.
Endorsements.
Yeah, right, man. And that, come on, man. Life ain't that hard, son. I'm not feeling
and
your
then
pain.
Then he was
on yourself,
chips
yo.
For about a second when John left.
Was he?
Bruce John.
Yeah.
Oh, he
when John,
was.
When John left for a second, yeah, he was on chips. Like
oh,
in the
wow.
last season.
That's what's up, man. That's what
for real.
And a big shout out goes to that rapper dude. What's his name? Alley Boy, the rapper Master P signed, the tough guy from I think he's from Atlanta. You know, remember when I originally seen this guy's video? It was ridiculous. I was kind of like nervous. The dude had like 1,000 guys in there. Everybody had big old gigantic guns and pistols and bullets and tattooed faces, and it was just hostility. It was all types of angry, nasty-looking, villainous dudes, right?
What are they hunting?
I don't
what
know.
Are they hunting?
Why he on the internet right now catching that fade, yo? Somebody was eating his food. He running down the block with his shirt off. Ah! Yo, I was dying. I'm like, what happened? What happened? You know, my whole thing is this, dude. Like, if you go catch that fade, bruh, at least you know you're going on the internet. And you that dude that's out here talking all that tough talk. And, you know, since it never happened and nobody's seen you get duffed out and nobody was really, you know, too interested in your history to do some research, to see you get it like that, dude, it's amusing and funny to me. But, you know, you got little fans out there that believed your hype, homeboy. Like, yo, you got to step your game up.
And you said
yeah,
that's the piece,
game
them?
Up, man. Yeah, Master P signed him. Yeah.
Damn, he got a label.
Master P's putting out work right now. Master P, he's out there.
Mm-hmm.
He's out there. First of all, I'm not a Master P fan. I hate all of his music. There's nothing he made that I ever liked.
Nah.
I don't like that Silk the Shocker dude. Remember him? That dude, Silk the Shocker. He was trash.
Silk the Shocker. Yeah, his little brother and what that looked reminded me of the young cat on Empire. Yeah.
Yeah, he was garbage. He was hot garbage. It was nobody in Master P's camp that had any kind of skill to me. But he managed to sell his brand to his community, and they supported him, and the dude got rich. You know what I'm saying? So he got paid. He went. He took it there. Took care of his family.
Yeah.
So I respect that, man, but your product sucks, in my opinion, as far as music is concerned. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not good music to me, but you know what I'm saying? I respect your hustle. And, you know, that's about it. But signing that boy, you might want to rethink that contract, kid. Because if you put real dudes on, he's a fallacy. Straight shit.
Yeah.
Shout out, go to
that's
Alley
crazy.
Boy. Yeah, that shit was funny, man. They're going to be playing that shit forever. This dude running with his shirt off, crying with his mouth bleeding because he got duffed out by one. It looked like, yo, I didn't see the whole thing. I just seen homeboy grabbing him. He was like, let me go. It just looked like some real punk shit. And, you know, yeah, he took the fade, yo. You know, somebody
got
to eat it, man. So I guess it was
faded.
Him that day. Yeah, it was a wrap. It was a wrap. It's a lot of fuckery going on. Like, why is everybody running around looking like athletes wearing these tight-ass Adidas sweatpants and shit?
I'm not getting that. Every guy I see on the train, on the street, they all got the sweatpants on. Like, what happened to the jeans and the slacks and the... What? Yeah, I don't get
the fuck
it.
That? It's
and
winter.
They...
It's cold outside. Mm-hmm. You got nylon sweatpants on first. First,
or you
got to
have them
shits
up under some pants.
I think everybody wants to be a trainer in a gym. That's what it is. They all want to be a trainer in a gym.
Man, listen, they built like the Michelin man. You're talking about little fat dudes, man. You know what I'm saying? High school kids. You know what I'm saying? Running around with
either
a sandwich
that or slim
with some
gym.
Sweats on. Nah, it's a bad look. It's a bad look. It's a real bad look, man. And, you know, it's kind of whack,
it
man.
Right.
I mean, like, yo, it's cold outside, man. Get it together, y'all. Get it together. We spoke on this the other day, but we got to bring it. It's Fuckery Fridays. We going to trash talk, y'all cats. You know, it's
most
part of
definite.
The game. Definitely, man. But, you know, I mean, other than that, man, shout out to my man Star for giving it. He really gave it to Bobby Brown's nephew. He really gave it to him.
That shit was crazy, man.
Yeah.
That
Star
shit
gave it to
was
him,
the
man.
Dead, man.
Yo, he need to watch
his
back. Like, seriously, someone's going to get him one day. They
really
I
bet
are.
You that motherfucker walk around with a Gatling gun.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
He stayed with
yeah.
it, but still.
I don't think you're going to see any Alley Boy videos with Star in it. You know what I mean? I don't think that's going
to
happen.
I just wouldn't be too close to that motherfucker in public and shit. Like, you know, be talk, you know, hanging out with him. Yo, what's up, Star? How you doing? Right, I got to go now.
Yeah.
You know, bullets, straight bullets
on,
don't
no
know nobody.
For
you know
real.
What I'm saying? Ain't no smart bullets out here yet. Yet.
But you know what it is, man? I think that people got to understand, man. When you put yourself on Front Street, people going to talk. You're going to get negative and you're going to get positive. So if you want to be out there in the world's eye, you want to post your pictures up all over the place and your business and all your shortcomings, people going to talk about you. So you got to either develop a thick skin or get a pager.
Word up.
That's your option. You know what I'm saying? Just get a pager or just, you know, I mean, just deal with what comes, man. Because everybody ain't going to love that shit. Because, you know, like, I can't respect you coming to me saying I'm an Instagram model. You're not a fucking
yeah,
model.
What is that?
You're a chick that poses in your thong on Instagram. You got like 300 likes. But you got to think about it. A dude will like anything. So you're not really breaking no boundaries. And, you know, you're not a record breaking chick. You know what I mean? You just.
Right. You just have a fat
ass. Chick somebody
with a
bang
else.
Out.
Right.
Exactly. Like, oh, shit. Because there's always going to be some bad chicks. Bad chicks all over the place. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like you never run a shortage of bad chicks. And now, did you see the new way they're doing makeup? They're rebuilding ugly broads from scratch.
Oh, yeah.
You understand me? From scratch, bro.
Yep.
Yo, they'll start off looking like Whoopi Goldberg and they'll end up looking like, yo, real talk, they'll end up at the end of the day from Whoopi Goldberg to freaking Amber Rose.
It's
real
fun.
Talk. And they're doing it. They're doing it.
That's a bad broad, man, for real, man. That's a bad broad.
She is bad.
Man.
She gets a strong shout out for me. Shout out to Amber Rose
right
for being
there,
a
man.
Bad,
they
talentless
said,
chick.
They said today that she got butt implants, that she was getting the shots in the booty, Amber.
I don't care what she do with her butt. I don't care. Amber Rose look banging. And Kim looked bugged out. Yo, she looked like she got Pampers on. I'm not feeling her butt. Yo, her butt looks nervous. It's like, you know how they got the little legs and that big butt? It looked like a toothpick coming out of the tomato.
I ain't feeling that broad Nicki Minaj's butt, man. That shit, I didn't see too many photographs. Look like some extra, like, flesh-colored padding or some shit, man.
Yeah, it don't look
normal.
It's not
it,
natural,
man.
It's not natural. Sisters, y'all got a natural. I mean, not all of y'all, but y'all good 70% of y'all got nice butts. It's not necessary. Y'all need to do that. Stop playing catch up,
man.
Y'all
don't need to do that, man. Just relax and shit, man.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Wear your leaves and call it a day.
Yeah, done
deal. Yeah, keep
it
natural.
Done deal.
You know what I'm saying? Keep the shit natural and shit. Be yourself and shit, because guess what? When you age, that shit gets fucked. Don't age with you.
That's
you
don't
want to
see what
up in the game and
like.
Shit, man. Why you got an extra ass on you, Ma? What's wrong with you and shit? I don't know. It looked good at one time.
Yeah, with her ankles all swollen and her feet
yeah,
fucked up.
Yeah, she got
a bust
of her ankles and
that
shit, man. Look like Jackie Gleason. How sweet it is.
Yeah. That's not a good deal. That's not a good deal, man. Yeah,
not
they
a good look.
Need to step it up.
Not a good look.
Concern. You're right. But there's some bad chicks out there. For all you bad ones, y'all great, but please acquire some kind of talent. Be smart. Be talented.
Be smart.
Learn to sing.
Word.
Learn to type. Do something.
Diversify
I mean,
your portfolio.
Yeah, twerking is not a talent, boo. You know what I'm saying? Get your mind right.
Twerking
ain't
a talent. You know what
did y'all see Chyna, the old wrestler chick,
yes.
Chyna? Did you see that twerking video? Oh,
did your eyes
burn afterwards?
Yo, first of all, my eyes burned at her without makeup on. She's disgusting. She looked like a dude.
Yeah.
Yo, ain't she doing, like, porn now?
She was doing porn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did.
Yeah. She was doing hardcore porn, too.
What?
Yeah, she was doing it all. She was putting in that porn work. She's putting that porn work, Chyna.
Take this T-bar my ass!
But I still think Chyna's a dude. I don't care what nobody say. I've seen the work she put in. And I don't understand. Like, genetically, that's a guy to me. I don't know. It's nothing hot about Chyna, man.
I think that's what happened.
You know what really scares me, man? These fucking weaves and shit, man. Them shits is really frightening to me, man. The fucking baby doll hair. Look like fucking the old dolls and shit, man.
Wow.
Yeah, that shit is really frightening.
Lace fronts.
Yes, them shits was really frightening to me, man. It's worse than JD's Revenge. The fuck?
I can dig it. But you'll dig it. Dudes are getting weaves now. Now they got dudes getting weaves. Dudes are getting high top fade weaves, 360 waves weaved
beards.
In, beards weaved in their face, lace front beards, man. Words. Who does that? Like, yo, my dude, why you got a lace front beard? Like,
I'm sorry. That's some homo shit.
Yo, that
man.
Shit
that's
is crazy. You that desperate
that's
for the
crazy.
Lip, homie? That's like one of those dudes that are wear like those shirts made out of like the stocking material, nylon stockings with tattoos on it, the front like they got tattoos. It's the same kind of debauchery, yo. Listen, get your mind right, fellas. Stop with the lace front beards, man. Don't even let that go past Atlanta, because I bet you that's where that shit started. You know what I mean? Don't let it lead the state lines, man. That's a big old L for ATL, man. If y'all behind that lace front beard foolishness, man, for real.
Eat sandwiches.
Problem, yeah, for real, man. For real. And talk that's about steroids. Funny. Now, if steroids made China look like that,
I think
I'm
so.
Going to do some slick
I think
shit.
I'm
going to start.
That's got to be what it is.
I'm going to inject Bruce Jenner's Wheaties box with steroids. So even if he does get the chop, dude is going to grow chest hairs. It's going to really ruin his old lady look. His whole old, he's going to be on the Golden Girls reunion, this guy. Get out of
no
here.
But he's
shit.
Taking estrogen. He's getting estrogen shots, so it's just going to counteract each other.
Is that right?
The game is
you
fucked
like
up.
You really know about this.
Well,
yeah, the
I
game
mean,
is
I've
twisted.
Been reading up on it. That's what he's doing. He's getting the chains, and he has to be taking the estrogen shot so that his hair is going to stop growing in his chest and, you know, all the masculine things going to start going away.
I never noticed anything masculine about dude in the first place, but you're still a dude, man. You know what I mean? You're still a guy, fella. I mean, get it
you're
together.
You're still a dude,
you know
man.
What
the fuck,
not
man?
Yeah.
You know, you're
not
still a dude,
long.
Man. Fuck that, man.
This is true.
Mm-mm.
Oh, dig,
still a dude,
no.
Man. It ain't even about your sexual orientation, dude. You still a dude.
You ain't never lie about that, man. Sexual orientation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't even. Oh yeah, he got kids too, right? So okay, so he know what it tastes like, and he's still trying to run away.
He got
problems.
He got a lot of kids.
Or should
he
I say sexual preference? I should
well,
say
but his
sexual preference.
His sexual preference is women. I mean, he's.
Oh, so
got,
he wants to be a lesbian.
I think so. I'm not sure. I mean, it says that he identifies as a woman, but he's not attracted to men.
It sounds
but
like
he wants to look like a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's a
I mean,
confused
got,
individual. I'm sorry, man. That motherfucker confused, man.
He got five kids.
He wanna be
five,
Prince.
Six kids. Yeah,
that's
something
crazy.
Like that.
Yo, check this out. Yo, I'm gonna throw an album at y'all fellas, man. And I just got hip too, man. It was real banging, yo, banging. Anybody heard of J. Rawls?
J. Rawls? It's familiar. The name is familiar.
Yeah, like Lou Rawls, but J. Rawls.
Yeah.
This dude is vicious, yo. He got a joint called the Liquid Crystal Project. Your man is vicious with it. I mean,
really,
yo,
what's his genre
Jay
of music,
beats.
Man?
This is jazz. And he's doing Jay Dilla beats, Tribe beats. He's killing it. Yeah, man, check that out. The Liquid Crystal Project by J. Rawls, Party Peeps. Yeah, man, it's definitely a banger. Like I was just vibing
you,
to
man.
It just
I
now
hear
before
you.
We started. I was like, woo! Yeah, kid.
Now,
he
plays an instrument, or he's a singer, or what's up?
Nah, it's all instrumental.
Okay. J. Rawls.
Instrumental, man. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Is it like on some incognito type shit, or what's up?
Nah, man. Yeah, it's
on some mild.
Like right, if incognito played the songs that you actually really was like, oh, that's the jam. You know, they play hip-hop tracks where you were like, okay, cool. But this dude is playing official joints. Like, he a DJ. Like, this guy knows exactly what he should be playing, you know, what that band needs to play. So, you know, like I said, they playing Dilla tracks. So, you know, your man is on fire already, man.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. That's enough said right there, cousin.
Indeed.
Okay.
So,
he's taking jazz, like, in another direction, like, kind of like an giving it alternatives, like.
I mean, that path has been traveled before, but this guy, to me, perfected it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. Some grown shit.
Absolutely.
Man.
Definitely. I would play that at the tail end of a vicious cookout. You know what I mean? When we sitting back with some wine happening.
Drinking some Riesling. Cooling out.
You know, a little Scooby-Doo happening. You know, just on some cool-out shit. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
Real peace.
Suave Bola type shit, man. Charles Manson, Onionfield Killer type shit.
Break out the smoking jacket, my dude. You know what I
mean?
Word
up, man.
Work. Fuck
with David
that shit.
David Berkowitz in the back.
Yes, sir. You know, but I mean, yo, Dig, but I mean, if you think about it, man, like, when the last time an album came out that really gave you that buzz? Like, I haven't well, for my taste in music, I would say, you know what I mean? It's nothing out there, really, so you got to really hunt, man. So I'm going to start dropping gems every time we do a show, and cats going to get their catalog up, because it's out
there. You go. There you go. Enlighten them, man.
Amplify
their fucking horizons.
Indeed, indeed. And they not listen, party people. I'm not gonna listen. Listen, I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm not the all I sin, but I do know good music. Can you dig it?
Mm-hmm.
And
that
you
is
know what
true.
I mean. I will definitely point y'all in the right direction. You know what I'm saying? Where you could be like, yo, that's dope, but it ain't for me. Or that's some fire, and I'm gonna keep it. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna never feed you nothing whack. You ain't never gonna hear me tell you to listen to Trinidad James, Soulja Boy. anybody with a weird last name like Schmurr or some weird shit like that? Nothing.
Yo, check this out. What's happening with dude and whatnot? All right, they kicking him off of that gun charge, but they lining him up for something else, man, for some Fed shit. Yo, you talk about some motherfuckers is looking at like football numbers and shit, man. You know what I'm talking about? You talking
really?
About like motherfuckers is 20. They talking about getting out at the end of this century, and we only in 2015.
Wow.
All right, so he's talking about Bobby Shmurda. Okay, yeah, that kid has some issues that he got to deal with. He got some problems, man. And
he's getting out
guy,
in 2075 man. And shit, man. When black exploitation, they going to be remaking them shits in space versions and shit.
Yeah. What it sounds like to me, I'm not too familiar with this guy's case, but it sounds to me like he got caught up in some RICO stuff. And whatever team he was playing with was doing some dirty business. You know what I mean? They was doing some dirt. You know what I mean? I don't know what kind of dirt. But yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but not all of them. Not all of them. You know what I mean? It's a whole team of dudes. And you know, they was into some shit. You know what I mean? Apparently. I don't know what role this cat played in it, but he's obviously going to be pointed out as the ringleader because of the popularity. You know, he got a lot of fever coming from all angles with that situation.
So his profits from that book, that song and shit, yo, the government's going to be getting it. Thank you. They're going to be getting his award. Thank you. Thank you, asshole.
Well, he's
Thank
not.
You.
He hasn't been. He hasn't. He, they didn't convict him of any of the charges yet. He was awaiting trial. He got bailed out, though. He out of jail.
Yeah, he got bailed out, but his man's in them.
No,
he's sitting in the cooler,
there.
Right?
No, he's still in jail, I believe. He's still locked up. But they're working on his bail. You know, so they're working on his
bail.
Wait a
minute, you make the hottest song of the summer, and they still working on his bail?
Yeah,
what the
it's
fuck?
Crazy.
Yo, man, I heard it was like $2 million, man.
But how many
didn't
this shit go like triple platinum or some shit?
It's one song, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That basically, they're going to bail this dude out on the potential of him doing it again. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? It's not like he got shit in the archives. It could have been a fluke. You know what I mean? So, I mean, and really, if you ask me, anybody could have ripped that beat. He didn't do nothing special. He just was the first dude to touch that beat, and that beat was hot. You know what I mean? And he's the first dude to touch it, so he actually, I guess he came with the beat. The beat made that track. If he could do it again without, on a different track, I'd be convinced that, all right, cool, he might be able to do something. But
he could have been
outside
the
of
one.
That, I'm not really convinced. He's not nice. You know what I'm saying? He's not a skillful technician. You know what I mean? He's just a dude. With a hot beat, which is basically all of hip hop right now, but you got to keep hot beats. You know what I'm saying? So if he get his producer that's gonna work him out, hook him up, might work for him. You know what I mean?
True indeed.
I don't see it though.
We all know the price
of
rap music nowadays.
Yeah, man. I mean, because
it's kind of hot.
Real.
It's kind of hot.
It's too real. Like, yo, you got to pick out what you're going to be, man. You're going to be a killer. You're going to be a drug dealer. You're going to be a rapper. You want to be a singer. You want to be a thug. You want to be a shooter. You can't be everything.
Or you
going to
work
you
at the post office.
Lane, man.
Figure out your position.
Do something. And my man Ron Fest, shout out for Ron Fest, man. You know what I'm saying? Ron Fest finally got his due. You know, he got his Oscar and a Grammy. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. Congratulations on that. You know what I mean? He's a good dude. Definitely one of the dudes behind Kanye and Common Success, you know what I'm saying, as far as writing lyrics goes, you know what I'm saying, not saying you guys don't write your rhymes, but apparently Rhyme Fest does, you know what I'm saying, and the brother's definitely getting props for that, you know what I'm saying? Rhyme Fest.
Okay.
You know, as a matter of fact, he got a couple albums out. Probably people, you need to check his catalog. Rhyme Fest do got some fire for y'all.
Rhyme Fest,
even
Consequence some Kanye
was right.
Shit, man.
Consequence was right. Kanye was
shit.
Oh,
what?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Those was his handlers, man. They had a whole crew. It was Consequence, Rhyme Fest, Kanye. Common wasn't part of that team. You know, they had their whole little Chicago thing happening, man. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you got to think about it, because Consequence, man, he played himself when he went on that reality show. You know what I mean? That whole Love and Hip Hop shit and fighting Joe Biden.
I think that's why
that
he left
real.
It so quickly.
This story was not interesting. So, you know, homegirl with the weave cut them loose. She cut a whole lot of them loose and shit. I think they had layoffs at Love and Hip Hop and shit, man.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Joe Buttons, like, dude, come on, man, yo, you took a big L doing that dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? It was just
posing the homegirl in fucking Times Square, and she said no.
Wow.
His moms was out there. Everybody was out there. I think they cut fucking Times Square out just for this motherfucker to do that. No. Fuck you. Eat kick rocks, motherfucker.
That's got to hurt. That got to hurt your soul. You know what I mean? God dang.
Eat a sandwich.
Ooh. Yo,
he had that shit on the Jumbotron and the whole nine.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's yo, fuck that. You could have took her to fucking Carmine's and did that shit and still had a good meal and she would have said no, fuck it. Y'all have had left.
Wow, we were. At least get a sandwich out the deal. I mean, yeah.
Right on.
Wow, I can dig it.
Your name is fucked up, money.
Any place named Carmine's got good food. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the shit, man. For real, man.
Carmine's just
you know,
for real.
Matter
of
fact,
Carmine's. Yo, that's the Jimmy Shore shot for real, party people. Yo, step up your food game, man. Leave that pizza shop. The pizza shop is good, but leave that McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's alone and shit, man. Step up your game, motherfuckers and shit. Even if your broad ain't hip to it, make her hip to the shit. Take her to something nice like that, man. Fuck, man.
Word.
No, I'm gonna take her
Thinking
to fucking
one time,
BBQs
and
shit.
Figure the recipe out and cook it when she get her ass home. You know what I mean? Save a fucking two party people.
No, but you got a lot of these broads out here. They go to BBQs. Girl, I think I'm gonna give him some. Yeah, he bought me some baby back ribs. Girl,
please.
You know what I'm saying? Step yo, fuck that. Think of yourself better than that, young ladies or birds. You know what I'm saying? Fuck.
Well, I mean, if you running around here with a $3,000 purse and you eating in BBQs.
There's something wrong.
There's something
very wrong with that.
Game is fucked up. Like I said, expand your horizons, motherfucker.
At least make it. If you want ribs, go to Blue Smoke or Virgil's or one of them places. Fucking BBQs. Shit.
I hear that. Matter of fact,
you take her to BBQs. You know y'all going in that staircase.
That's heavy. Her name must be Matilda. She must have been bred with a Rottweiler, because that sounds like a
or Jawaka
dog.
Tima Tilda.
Who sound like a
from Golden Age.
Nah. Listen, I'm not knocking y'all. If y'all brothers got a budget, then budget your shit correctly. I'm not saying break the bank on your chick.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You do what you can afford, man. If you if you gotta go to BBQ's, go ahead, do you. But
go ahead, man.
Do
get
not
that
be
extra
stuntin'.
Get your extra pina colada with the Hennessy in it. The Hennessy too.
Word. Don't be
fuck
acting
that.
Like
go
that.
For the pineapple
I just came
crush.
Home.
That's the
I'm
only
going
thing
Red Lobster.
Is good for.
And Red Lobster's Red Lobster's going down the tubes and shit. It's the Bonefish Grill that's popping now and shit, man.
Word I up. Never liked Red Lobster. I always thought that was a greasy spoon.
Yo,
no,
you know what's popping?
It is
yo,
a greasy
City
spoon
Crab.
Seafood.
City Crab on Park Avenue South and shit.
City
Step
Crab
the game up. But anyway.
There you go, yo.
Yo, I'm up here getting hungry like a motherfucker, man.
Shit. Don't fuck with... Yo, listen, y'all. Don't fuck with Mr. Riz when it comes to that cuisine.
Nah,
y'all.
Man. Shit ain't good, man. Shit ain't good.
The man knows. He knows. The man knows his cuisine. Can you dig it? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all hear this man talking about some... And I'm not saying it because Riz ain't no 500-pound dude now, so don't get twisted.
Nah, man. Yo,
the man knows his cuisine. Can you dig? Nah, I don't want the people to get it twisted. They be like, damn, he must look like Pun. Nah, son. It ain't fine that way. Nah.
Nah,
he knows his cuisine, son.
Yo, the lamb chops on the grill, call it a day, man. Anywho.
I think all the brothers, I think every brother needs to know the basics. You know what I'm saying? They need to know the fundamentals, the foundation of preparing a meal. I mean, you don't have to be a chef. Got to know how to survive and maintain. I mean, just the basics, man. You know what I mean? Like,
hey, DJ No Request.
Fellas out there. What's up, brother?
Yo, DJ No Request. You know who? What rapper got their food game tight? That motherfucker Action Bronson.
Yeah,
that
man's
motherfucker.
A chef.
Yo, that motherfucker. Yo, that shit is tight, man.
Yeah, I just seen
Action
his kitchen
Bronson.
And I was like, wow, his stove was vicious, yo.
Yeah,
business,
I was like, check
business.
This shit out, man. Yo, you have to have the oleo, or you know, to cover this. I'm like, yo, this motherfucker know how to eat, man. He ain't talking about no fucking bologna sandwich, no cheese sandwiches, or none of that shit. He talking about some real cuisine and shit, man. Come on, man. We too grown for that, man. Motherfucker, damn near ancient and shit, man. Get your shit right, man. It ain't always about that imitation cheese and shit, that Kraft macaroni shit, man. Go in there and make the real shit, motherfucker.
Dude, speaking of imitation
cheese.
Yo, my man. Yo, look, party people, I'm going to tell y'all a story real quick. I ain't going to take it too long. But, yo, dig this. I'm making me a homemade pizza, right? So I got to say, yo, I'm going to get the ingredients and whatnot. So I go out and I said, you know what, I'm going to save a buck or two. I usually buy Polio whole milk mozzarella. Can you dig it? You know, it got to have that fluff to it, not that dried out shit from the skim milk. So I want the whole milk joints. Right, so I said, all right, I'm going to bypass that real quick. They went, what, it was like $3.29. I said, this one is $2.29. I said, let me get the Kraft joint. I grabbed two packs of the Kraft joint. I get back to the crib. I'm ready to get busy on my pizza hustle. So, you know, I'm getting it together. I put the cheese on it. I'm doing it, da-da-da. Yo, when it melts, you know, everything is together. I took a bite out of that shit. It was a big boogery white glob of nothingness. It didn't stretch. I was like, what form of fuckery is this? I'm like, yo, what is this shit? Yo, I looked at the package, and you know, I really, really paid attention to the shit, and I got gaffled, y'all. I got gaffled. I looked at the package, and the shit said mozzarella-flavored cheese substance. What the fuck is that? I ingested
the
bite of that
got
shit.
Busted by the buster.
Like, what is that shit? Yeah, man. Yo, fuck Kraft. Kraft, y'all can eat a sandwich, man. Matter of fact, Kraft with the veins in it. That's all I got to say about that. Kraft
Wait
is
a minute.
Eating with the veins in it.
Kraft does make a mozzarella cheese. They do make a real one. I don't know what you grab, but they do make a real one. I didn't know it was Kraft when you hit. But you still always have to go for the polio when it comes to mozzarella or ricotta or any of that stuff. It's always got to be.
What's that shit they say? You get what
situation.
You paid for.
You ain't never lied, man. That extra dollar would have went a long way.
That's
with me.
Where
it was a trash.
Yeah.
What you paid for, man.
It was a trash.
Like,
but,
you,
I mean, dude,
like,
I mean,
you know what killed me? Like, you got, like in Manhattan, you got a proliferation of dollar pizza spots.
Yeah,
you get what you pay for, money. Go ahead and get the $5 joints. Which you get the two pizzas, two slices with a soda and whatnot. Go ahead and do that. Don't get that dollar slice shit because you're running the risk of heading to the bathroom, man. For real. Because you're eating some bullshit. Cardboard with some imitation cheese. Yo, kick that extra dollar, what, $1.25 into that shit and get you a real slice of pizza, motherfucker. I'm telling you, man.
I get you a real slice of pizza.
Yo,
yeah,
that's
true. Money.
Motherfuckers be like, yo, I'll grab you two slices of shit. I only paid $2 of shit. Yo, yeah, but look at you, man. You holding your stomach. You got bubble gut. What the fuck is your deal,
and
man?
And it's on every other corner, too. I don't care.
Yo,
that.
It's so,
how do they,
the city
how
is so
football,
saturated
how
with some bullshit, man.
How do they afford
can't
rent
be made at,
in Midtown?
Made at the game, man, because somebody get rich. Somebody get rich off a dollar.
99 cents for a pizza hustle, man.
You know
it
what I'm
is.
Saying?
They got
pizza shops
it's
like 99
cent
stores.
Yeah. You know?
What?
Yeah, you
yo,
know,
listen.
Yo,
in
go get you,
in
go,
the demise
go get
of
you a real
papaya,
slice of pizza, man.
Yo, there's no more recession special, dude.
Word. The recession
there's
special
no
like
more
four,
recession
four,
special,
$4 and some change and shit. What recession
you know,
they talking about?
Papaya,
in fucking in Middle East.
Nah, you still got a couple grays left. You got the one on 86 and 3rd or Lex or whatever that
it's
is.
It's not the grays is my point.
No.
Not them
well,
other shits. That's offspring,
of
man.
Not.
That's like the other twin. You know, the one with the buck teeth. Nah, I'm with the original twin, man. The first one. I
like
rocked with the one from 6th Avenue and 8th Street.
No, that was so the shit with the hot dog. They would fry them on the grill. Them shits be crisp. Only thing you do is get some mustard put on the motherfuckers with a coconut champagne. Man, listen.
72nd and Broadway.
Nah, ain't nobody going there. How about that?
That's
that ain't
the original
that ain't great,
one.
Man.
That's the original.
No, it ain't.
72nd. Yes,
not
it
for
is.
Me, it ain't. Nah,
well, for everybody else, it is.
With the veins in it. Nah, man.
72nd Street.
Everybody knows.
I got your
everybody
name.
Knows that the 8th Street and 6th Avenue was the
everybody
spot.
Everybody knew that spot, man. Yo, meet me at the Frank spot. End of story. You didn't even have to mention the borough. Meet me at the Frank spot. Bang.
And that was it. That was that joint
that was it.
Right
end
there.
End of story.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right, brother. Absolutely right, man. But back to this situation, man. You were chopping it up about Star kicking dirt on Bobby Brown's nephew. For those of y'all that ain't checking, y'all can always go to YouTube and look at Star and pull up Star, and I'm sure that's the first thing that'll pop up. This dude went so hard on this cat that my jaw dropped. And trust me, it take a lot to shock me, man. The conversation went from 0 to 103 seconds flat.
Real quick.
You know,
that shit was crazy and shit, man.
Yeah, that was the wildest, man. I mean, now, Star has a history of going ham on people and doing some things that might not be, you know, too cool for the moment, like the whole Leah incident.
That's not
the
my
whole
favorite
thing with
Envy's
kids and all of that. But on another note, I think that brother's needed because there's so much bullshit out there that needs to be exposed on a real level. You know what I mean? Not on a friend level because there's too much yes men out there as far as when it comes to like radio personalities and stuff. There's tons of yes men out there. Even
Flex.
Those that you might think is really, you know, really taking it to certain celebrities is not because they ain't stupid. And they're not built for the repercussions because, you know, in the music industry, basically, you're dealing with a whole criminal element that makes no sense to me. It shouldn't even exist there. And you need certain things to, like, if you're going to address it, you got to be prepared for the backlash. And it's not just a conversation. You know what I mean? You might have to two-piece somebody behind something you said.
Yeah, you got to back it up, man. You have to back it up with facts and back it up with the hands and shit, you know?
Exactly. Dudes can't take criticism nowadays.
Nah,
you know
motherfuckers
what I mean?
Are sensitive.
So,
they catch feelings and shit, man, because it's the truth.
Exactly. Exactly. They skin too soft. You know what I mean? They got soft skin. So, you know, Star's one of them dudes that really get up. He get up in them guts. You know
he
what
get
mean?
Up in that ass.
Hold
but not, man. I mean,
if
he could
don't
be
like
a little.
You,
he gets a little. To me, he can come at it. He can still come at it strong, but he can. Yeah, he just comes at it real, real strong. And you know, but it is needed out here, especially in this.
He's rude.
In this climate of what they call rap music nowadays, he is needed.
He said he's rude. You ain't never lied. My man Star is rude. Oh, okay, he's a rude
he's
boy.
He's a rude
that's
motherfucker. I don't like him.
You don't like
Shame
him?
I think has so. Spoken. No, I do not like him, and it's all because
he get
of that
my vote.
Shit.
I wish Star would run for mayor. How about that? Let him run
get
for mayor.
I think that's the city hall.
I think he could just, I don't know. He's definitely needed, but he could, I don't know, he could just like kind of, his game
tone
could be
a little,
you know, he could come, he can instead of going from 0 to 100, you can go to maybe 0 to fucking 60 and shit, and then increase
tone
it to 100.
Tone it down a little bit.
Yes,
just
yes, yes. But but he's needed, though. You cannot deny that. That motherfucker is needed out here, especially with the climate of music that's out here. It's totally fucking garbage and shit, man.
Oh, yeah. Not only that, but, you know, you even got celebrities that be doing dumb shit and people co-signing their interviews. Nah, expose that shit, man. Like, my whole thing is, like, why is it, what's her name, Iggy Azalea? Nobody never got in her trend. No, nobody ever got in her ass. Justin Bieber or whatever his name is. Nobody never got him to shoot him out, man. These dudes need to get regulated in some, because their teams are not doing it for them. You know what
word.
I mean?
They didn't need to get tapped up, man. Like, your man Drake got tapped up by Puffy. You know?
Well,
got tapped up.
Yeah.
So, you're coming out for a second. I want to speak with you for a second, dude. Tapped
now,
up.
Now, that's what I don't get. The whole Drake thing. Like, are you that pussy, dude? I mean, how pussy can you be where you consistently getting screamed on by other dudes and getting other dudes to hold you down? Now, if you that dude and you bad enough to run around here and try to dry hump everybody else's chick, then you're going to have a strong jaw or some fast hands. One of them, man. You
know, word
because,
up.
Because, I mean, listen,
respect your
you're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to deal with what comes, man.
Protect your jaw.
Real talk. I mean, yo, that's what I don't like about that guy, man. I don't like him. I don't like his music. And I'm talking about Drake.
I think
you know
he's,
I mean?
Like, unnecessarily
like
arrogant. That's all. You know, he's a talented
not
brother, but he's unnecessarily arrogant.
Yo, let me tell you something. Drake and Tyga beefing with each other, to me, that's just like Amber Rose and Khloe Kardashian. They just
exactly.
mud wrestle or something. You know what I mean? Them dudes is whack, man. Come on, get out of here. That's not real. If you really about that business, man, go shoot a fair one or take it to the mic. Tyga can't, real talk, Tyga whack. He can't fuck with Drake on the lyrics. And I don't even like Drake.
I think
that if
Amber Rose and Khloe were to mud wrestle, you get a lot of money. But Tyga and Drake, maybe not so much.
You say Amber Rose and Khloe Kardashian mud wrestling? Oh, my fucking goodness.
Because they sitting there beefing. So it's like,
goodness.
Yo, strip it down and get greasy. I'm down with that.
Yo, greasy,
riz,
girl.
Easy riz.
Take your time. Take your time.
Word,
I'll
be throwing
tight.
Pickle juice on them
down
and all
boy.
That.
We got all night, girl.
That's what I'm saying.
I just came
about.
Home and I got rent money.
Maybe they can do a tag team with Kim, too. You know what I mean?
Word. And she the referee. Man, listen.
Ooh.
And you know, every now and then the referee get a little tap. So, yo.
Yeah, that's definitely a dream mud wrestling match. You're right. That's a good one.
That's
a
good
one. Amber Rose
or oil wrestling or some shit, man.
We should
promote that's a lot
that,
of
yo.
Money. That's big money
that
right
is.
There.
That is. That's bread. Mm-hmm. But see, you got to go to the moms, man, because moms, she watching them pockets. That
see, the
be
moms have probably
man,
participated in shit. You seen her lately.
She get in there, too.
Yeah, but only if the bread is right, though. She got to eat. You know what I'm saying? She got to make sure
yeah,
them girls don't
provide.
The mom's
original brothel keeper, man. She's the original pimp, man.
They got $100 million to renew their show.
God.
Wow.
$100 million.
That's a lot of fucking bread, man. Word up, man.
That's
and they ain't got
man.
No talent.
Nah, none the first.
Only in America,
I think
as Don King would
money,
say.
Man. They should get a record label, yo. They'd be
word.
Great. At owning whack a record
record.
Label, man. Yo,
we down with whack
go, records
and up. Shit.
They could go in and bump heads with Master P, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
They got, they worth money from nothing, man. I mean, and like, if you can turn nothing into something, yo, that's amazing.
There you
talent,
go.
Man.
You
got to
respect
that.
You got to respect that. You know,
yeah.
They are, what can you name what they can do aside from make sex tapes?
Okay, so the Kardashians actually started making their money. I mean, besides, you know, the father who was the lawyer and all that stuff. But they actually had a bunch of boutiques in L.A. Like those Dash stores, that was way before any of the other stuff happened. So they was making money from that, not the money they're making now.
Okay.
But they was making money. They, you know, they're very smart business people.
Yeah, I, you cannot, yo, they need to give seminars out this motherfucker to the
yo,
hood rat.
Kim is not just a fat ass and a sex tape. She's actually a very smart businesswoman.
And that was a good sex tape, by the way. Shout out to my man Ray J.
Strong shout out to Ray. Yo, Ray a funny dude, though.
Ray,
like,
yo,
Ray
just Ray,
got
keep
his
it up, man.
Cracked.
Ray,
wait,
keep
on,
it up. Fuck
on.
That, man.
Ray,
keep it
Ray
up, man.
Ray just got his ribs cracked by Princess, okay? So
yeah.
I don't know about giving a shout out to Ray J.
He got what? He got
ribs
what?
Cracked. His girlfriend cracked his ribs.
You talking about that chick, what's her
Princess.
Name? She used to be
Princess.
Down with Rockefeller Records.
I don't know what she was down with, but that his girlfriend, Princess, she cracked
oh,
his
oh, okay.
ribs.
Okay.
She beat his ass.
Yeah, she whooped
her.
And he bailed her out of jail. Yeah.
And he bailed her out of jail. So,
that's
I'm not
that's
God.
Some
well,
gangster shit right there. And come get me out of jail and bring me some fucking chicken, too.
He was
you know
chilling at
maybe
the strip club. He was chilling at the strip club during a shooting of Love and
mm-hmm.
Hip Hop. And
mm-hmm.
when he came home, she beat his ass.
Because he went to the strip club?
Mm-hmm.
No, that bitch has
well,
to get
you know,
out.
She probably
has
some fire.
Get the fuck out the crib.
She probably has some fire from him, man, because you know your man getting in trouble, man. He be getting in trouble, man. You know what I'm saying? But I'll tell you one thing, man. Out of all these dudes out here right now that I don't like, Lil Ray Ray is realer than all them dudes.
That's my
word
dude
up.
Right there, man. He just,
yeah.
you know, he just got a... Yeah, that's my fucking dude, man. Fuck that, man.
I think
fuck
he should
all
get
them hoes,
the
man. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. he kind of sleazy with it, but if my man turn it up a notch, you know what I'm saying, kind of stop, you know, trying to stop jock riding the Kardashians and move on with your life, yo, dude, you be that dude, man. Yo, leave that shit alone, son. Because when he did that I Hit It First record, I was like, this dude's a fucking clown, yo. You know what I mean? But I understand your grind, son. I understand your grind. You want to get your ones up and all that. I dig it. But that shit just made you look mad lame to me, you know what I'm saying? And to a lot of other dudes. But this is just my opinion, homeboy. You know, I'm sure you got some kind of route you on, but your team should have put you on and been like, yo, son, don't even do it like that. You know what I mean? Because your man Kanye could break your career, son. Break your career. Kanye's a weak dude, you know what I'm saying? A mad, weak, diva, tantrum-throwing clown nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Real talk. So, Lil Ray Ray, man, you need to just you know, refine your, man, reboot your whole shit, man. Reboot the hard drive and start from scratch. You ain't a horrible dude, you know what I mean? That's just words to the wise player. Your team might not tell it to you like that, but I'm going to keep it funky. You know what I mean? Handle your business, you know. But, you know, outside of all of that, they did have a great sex tape. Did you see that whack ass sex tape that, what's that girl did, what's the one with the hotel? Paris Hilton did? Did you see that anorexic fuckery? That blowing the dog midnight bullshit?
So what I don't understand is why when that first came out, you hear a lot of people talking about, oh, she did that so good, she this, she that. I'm looking at that like, really? Like, that's what y'all think is a good little sloppy top slurpy thing? Mm-mm.
Shorty looked bad. She looked bony. She
looked like
hungry.
Dude wasn't putting in no work. She was like, looked like she wasn't interested in that shit, man.
No.
Right, yeah, definitely. It just looked really...
And she ain't got no joints, man.
You got to love what you do. And if you don't love what you do, it ain't going to look right. So, just get that shit up.
Take it like a big
that's
girl.
That's because she ain't dedicated. She ain't dedicated. She ain't got no dedicated. She ain't dedicated.
No,
employee,
no dedication.
You know what I mean? But Paris Hilton ain't a hot chick anyway. She not hot. You know what I mean? She's not banging. Yeah, but white dudes like them bony chicks like that. Real talk. I got a couple white dude friends.
No,
that's their thing. You know, they like them bony bros.
No, that's
you know
some
what
crying
I mean?
Game shit right
ass.
There, man.
Yeah. Rib cage and hip bones, kneecaps, all that shit.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I
like
all that
shit. You know, you could pour some gravy, you got some biscuits on that shit, man.
new thing, son. My new thing. I'm getting a midget, yo. I'm getting a midget, son. I'm going to get one, yo. Real talk. I'm getting one, man. I seen this hot midget, man. Yo, I'm about to grab me one. There was two of them. And I said, yo, hold one for me. I'm coming back to get me one next week, son, as soon as I get my paper off.
Wow.
Word up. Real talk. Real talk. I just had to put it out there, son. You know what I mean? I like on that Roseanne Barr shit. She cool and everything, but midgets are portable. Can you dig it? I'm getting one of them.
Wait, hold up. Wait. You giving up Roseanne Barr for a midget?
Yo, that's where it's at right now. You know what I'm saying? I had to evolve, you dig? I had to come from stunting. Humble beginnings, man. I got me, yo. Wait till I get my... Wait, I'm going to show you. I'm going to come stunting on the block with it. You know what I mean? Brand new, son. Fresh out the box.
Fresh out the box, man. Y'all ain't saying shit for the can of...
Oh, my God.
Boy, don't believe me? Just watch. Shout out to Trinidad James for selling that to... what's that dude's name? What's his dude name? Dude, he looked like, what's the name? Frankie Avalon. What's the name? Bruno Mars. Yeah. Definitely.
Yo, a lot of people feeling that single he got out, man. Like, even the older crowd is feeling, because it's like some shit from back in the days and shit.
A lot
of people are feeling
it's
that joint.
Hot. I like it. Sorry.
They love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen, I'll tell you one thing. It's you know what the problem is? It's that you haven't had good music in so long.
Word,
you
willing to take anything at this point?
Exactly.
You willing to take anything at this point? Right now, Glenn Campbell need to make a remix album right now. He can't remember it.
Wow.
He got Alzheimer's and shit.
Wow.
Word up, man. Right now, Hee-Haw is the move. Word up, man. The music,
yo.
On the real, man, why is there such a... why is the market so much filled with garbage? Because that's what's selling? Obviously. That's got to be done, man.
Because
motherfuckers don't know what good shit is, man. Because, I mean...
Yeah,
because
all these young cats don't know. Because their parents wasn't teaching them, or I don't know what the hell.
It's not even that anybody's teaching them. It's like, when we was coming up, nobody taught us about rap. Because there was nobody to guide us. You know what I'm saying? With these cats out here now, this music out here, it really, really blows.
But
off,
we grew
real.
Up with it. It grew up with us. It was born.
Exactly. It evolved. It now it's
yeah.
devolved.
But now we have to teach the young ones
rest.
About it.
I don't know. I mean, hey, does the genre want to be saved?
If you break up youth culture into different factions of, you know, different race and ethnic groups, all of them ethnic groups, due to current culture, has taken 20 steps backwards. All of them. You know what I mean? Black,
like,
Chinese,
cool,
Latino,
ignorant.
Asian, Caucasian, they all step back. Yo, right now we back in 65, yo, because of these motherfuckers.
You know what, but it's true
65?
Because, you know,
you mean
Riz,
1865, right?
Riz, what you just said, does
that.
The genre want to be saved? I think it does, because you got a lot of these old school hip-hop shows that are just blossoming out of everywhere right now. They're going hard on these reunion shows and you know, hip-hop from the 70s, 80s, like all this stuff. They all coming out there now. I think it
no,
does
you know
want to
what do it?
I think they try it.
I think these guys need to form a group, invest their money, and buy a record-pressing plant and start selling vinyl and watch how much money they flip. Yo, real talk. Yo, do you know vinyl sales have increased in the past 3 years?
Yes, vinyl has survived. Tapes haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculously. People are buying records, man. You know what I'm saying? They're buying records. People have, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, yo, listen, we like tangible goods. We don't want to let that shit go.
Word.
Yo, this is crazy.
Word.
Listen, matter of fact, I'm going to hip you to something. You ever heard of an Xbox 360 computer
mm-hmm.
thing? All right. The Xbox 360 plays games. We all know that. You go buy a disc, you put it in it, you play it, right? They came out with a new one. And there's a reason why I'm saying this. And the Xbox One is the newest one. So you buy a disc, you put it in, and you register it online, and then you play it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't take that disc that you paid $60 for out of that machine and lend it to your cousin to play in his system. If you do that to him, he has to pay Microsoft to use your disc. So you're
get
basically
the fuck out of here.
You buy your
no,
disc.
No, the game is gangster, man. They done figured out ways
yo,
how to pimp your shit
up.
Once you own it.
That's you don't own it. That's the point. And it's the same
oh,
shit with
don't
these,
own
these
it,
downloads.
You registered. Yeah, you, they
you
just
don't
like
own
they just
that
license
shit.
To you for that time.
Exactly. Until you're
oh,
completely
okay.
yeah,
blown burn out.
But, there's going to be ways to bootleg that bullshit like there is with anything else.
Well,
they're going to get those
but they
the keys and all
they
that stuff.
They haven't
I mean,
done
if they
it
can,
yet.
If they can do it with Microsoft Office, they can do it with some game.
You sleep. That, you got to think about the money involved in this. And they designed that to kick hackers
that's
in the ass.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
but
that's
crazy because what about like, man. The buyback policies for, like, GameStop and all that? Like GameStop's like, oh, bring us your old games. Now they can't do that with that.
They
that's crazy.
The GameStop money now sounds like
that's not gonna last. It ain't gonna fly.
Yo,
they ain't no gonna buy
tell
it.
That to these kids. Tell that to these kids when they buying fucking Jordans that Ben came out like they brand new. We've been wearing them shit since Do the Right Thing, goddamn. Before that, you know what I'm saying? And these cats acting like they brand new, killing each other over some old ass shoes.
Fuck that.
You know
get
what I mean?
A pair of Air Forces and call it a day.
Damn.
Alright. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I want to switch it up for a second. I want to know, are y'all watching Empire?
That shit is aight, Ronnie. That shit's aight.
I think it's kind of tight. It's
I don't like Terrence Howard.
You know what?
Yeah,
Forget about Terrence Howard. Just look at the show itself. Because Taraji, she's the shit. That's the new Alexis
I've seen
Carrington.
The show. I saw the show with the you got the psycho son, the gay son, and the weird
mm-hmm.
rapper son.
Yeah,
I peeped it out.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
what they
yeah.
Did was
messing with
they
that's messing
it.
With fucked up ass Naomi Campbell. Yeah,
I'm digging it.
Scary looking broad man for real.
I'm really digging it, and the reason that I'm digging it is mostly because of Cookie, because of Taraji P. Henson, because she is pulling that show. She is really doing.
Does she need the ghetto Oscar?
She gonna get something. She's doing her thing on that show. She really is.
What about
is.
Power? You think Power can't compete when it pops back on?
Yeah, they filming this shit in my neighborhood, man, where I live. They filming that shit
nah.
around here. Yeah, but it's the second season.
I think, you know what, I'm not sure. I think that Empire is going to blow that out the box. And the only
reason Power Might. What? Power Might. They trying to work off of the short, handsome dude. They trying to work Power for the short, handsome dude. But I'm going to tell you what I don't like about Power. All right, now, Riz, you've seen the show, right?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what I don't like about it. One, who the fuck is the stylist for these people? Because, first of all, you got the short, handsome black guy, right? He's playing the lead in Power. I don't know his fucking
name. Talking about Amari
Ghost,
Hardwick
right?
or something his name? Yeah, Amari Hardwick.
I don't know. The guy
yeah,
plays
very
Ghost.
Good-looking
the guy,
guy.
Is with the, right? The dude is like 4 feet tall. You know what I'm saying? Real
really?
Short guy. Yeah,
I didn't
he's
know
real
that.
Short.
Okay.
Very short dude. Now,
he works
my
on
problem
Inspire
with
Network
that is
too.
The stylist. Yeah. This dude, how the fuck do you come out of, you go into the hood, right, to see your killer peoples dressed like that with high waters on and English boots? Like, come on, son, like, what happened? Like, no, really, I'm like, what happened? Like, that's, to me, that shit just lost all the realism because, like, real, if you dealing with hood dudes and you, and you
yeah,
come
they gonna
with
look at your shit,
suit,
man. They gonna
come
you
on,
know,
man.
They're not gonna look past. Yo. Well, he has a brain and whatnot, but he looking at your outside. They like, yo, look at this motherfucker. I'm supposed to
exactly.
take orders from him. Get the fuck
exactly.
out of here.
Exactly. Yo, dude, he
you
would
know
have
what,
to be
you know
shooting
what I didn't,
a fair one all day.
You know what I didn't like about Power besides that? Because I did catch on to that when I watched the first season. I also didn't like that they was kind of turning it into more of like a soft porn at some point. Like,
yeah, his wife
but,
bugging the fuck out, man. She's
but yeah,
bugging
and that lawyer chick had bad feet. That shit fucked me up. And why would you show him? She had fucked up feet, yo. And I seen that shit, I was like, no. No.
Boomerang.
It's bad enough your wife is busted. Now you found some busted Spanish chick with busted feet. I was like, nah, Cypher. Yo,
yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, crow dags, man.
I had to let it go. Yo, bruh, Naomi
yeah.
Campbell style. That's the only thing that two shows got in common. Black people and bad feet, yo. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah,
Naomi Campbell got the
needed.
Busted joints. Yeah, that's
and,
bad.
And bad stylist. Wait, and bad stylist
yeah,
because
yeah.
on Empire, they got that precious Gaborni, whatever her name is. Precious.
Yeah, yeah.
They got her looking so jacked up. And mind you, she's, you know, she's not the best looking chick in the world. Gonna be nice.
Well, she's butt ugly.
But they got her with
ugly.
This, like,
she looks like shit.
Cheerio
a
hair
big
style.
Glob of, she look a
wearing
big
these.
Glob of shit. Yo, I don't know, listen.
With
her name
hair.
Should be Chet.
And let me tell you
Chet,
something.
Yo.
Wait, but
no,
look.
I'm
going to
tell you something right now.
No, wait, hold up. Hold up.
No.
Wait a minute.
Well, wait,
you
wait, wait. One second. I'm sorry.
You can make anybody look good. And they do not their damnedest to make her look bad. You can make
she
her
look
good.
She has to look like triplets. There's no way you're going to make that chick look good, yo.
I can make her look good. Let me
no,
take
can't.
Her shopping. I can make her look good.
No.
Take that
no,
yellow
you
shit out of her hair. Take it to
no.
Lane Bryant Avenue.
No.
Mrs. Fields.
No, you know what you can make
here.
Her look
your
like?
Motherfuckers killing me.
No, you can make her look fat and presentable. You can't make her look good. She's going to
no,
look still
can.
Look fucked up. No, she cannot. There's no way you can fix that ugly. That ugly can't be repaired, yo. For real. And I'm going to tell you why. Because people be feeling sorry for
just,
this chick.
Yeah. But y'all was just talking
you know
about makeup making someone look pretty, right?
But you
y'all was just talking about makeup.
Look at too much space. The canvas is too big. There's no way you can hide all that extra shit. You'd have to draw a picture of a hot chick in the middle of her. But what's, how are you going to explain all that other girth on the side? You know what I'm saying? That chick is huge and ugly. Yo, listen. She looks bad, yo. She looks
yo, y'all are, yo, y'all motherfuckers got me dead over here. Y'all just don't know,
yo,
man,
God.
For real.
Listen. I'm
you
saying
can't,
it's no way you
can
fix that.
You cannot see here. You cannot sit here and talk about how you want Roseanne Barr and then say that. That's not right.
That's not Roseanne Barr. That's a barge. That chick is huge.
Even Roseanne is smaller than her.
Yo, no, listen. Her hips
oh my
and
God.
Her ankles are the same width.
As her biceps.
Oh,
yo, she
looks
bad, son. There's no way you can fix that. Even if she got a busted weave and some fucked up clothes with her arm fat hanging out, even if you cover that up, She just looked ugly and covered up. There's no way you could clean that up, yo. She looked fucked up.
Yes, there
and chicks
is.
Be giving her passes because they feel sorry for her. Like, she handicapped. She ain't no wheelchair. She not
like,
blind.
Like,
she ain't
like
living with a bad heart. You know what I'm saying?
Like, she really precious and shit.
Yo, real talk. Yeah, like, her life is bad. No, shorty ugly, son. I'm going to keep it 100. She ain't nothing dope about shorty, son. I wouldn't know. She looks nasty. She looks
I'm not
nasty,
saying
yo.
That
I'm pretty
she
sure.
Could be... I'm not Shay, saying
stop.
She could
I liked
be
her in American
reaching.
Horror, though.
Shay is reaching right now. There's no way you can clean that chick up, man. Get out of here, yo. There's too much work. Ain't nobody putting
I'm
in that much
good
work.
American
Listen,
Horror Story.
I'm not
your,
saying that she's going to be fine. I'm not saying that somebody want to come and smash. I'm just saying that she could look decent. She
no,
doesn't
she
have
could
to
smash it right on you.
You said she was going to. You said she could look good. You said she could look good. Now you say she could look decent. Now you're toning it down. Now you're toning it down.
But she
no,
couldn't
she
look good.
No,
they
got to
take that it's yellow shit out of her hair, put on clothes that fit her, not with her arm fat hanging out.
Give
like
her a slim fast for the next 6 months.
Nah. 6 years.
Yo, dude, oh. She needs to fast for 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Shorty is just bad, yo. She look bad, yo. They need to put her. They need to turn her Muslim. Wait till Ramadan come and pause the holiday for like 10 years.
Oh, man.
I'm
put
sorry,
that shit on
Gabby,
pause. Like,
oh, man.
Word.
But
her name
I
is
try,
Gabrielle Sibby Dibby. What kind of fuck? First of all, her name is ugly. Gabby Sibby Dibby. Like, what the fuck is that? You know what I mean? That's just, oh. She look bad, yo. I'm sorry. Yo, oh. Listen, party people, I know I'm an asshole. I'm going hard on chick, but it's no reason. No reason for you to actually see somebody and know that they're not appealing to you, and then you want to feel sorry for them like it's a handicap and not express your opinion.
You saying she looked like one
look
living
up.
Color man, but like with 200 more pounds?
Yo, bruh. She, yeah. Yo, and you know what's fucked up? She looked like Buffy from the Fat Boys.
Oh,
yo,
my God.
Yeah, she
yes,
does
she
look
does.
Like Buff. Don't she look like
yo,
Buff?
No, you stupid.
Yes.
Does she look like, she does look like Buff, reincarnated.
Yo, if,
damn sure
thank
does.
Thank you. If you put Cazelles
wow.
on her with the diamonds in it.
With the Cazelles, with the fake lemons
hat.
In the joints, with the Greek
yes.
leather fisherman hat on.
Yes.
Mm-mm-mm.
Buffy. She look like, she even walk like him. Yes.
No, you didn't, Riz.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yo. Word. Shout out to homegirl because she can, but listen, I'll give her one thing. She can act.
Is Buffy
yes, she can.
Really alive?
She can act. But she just she's fucking horrible looking. And I think she gets her roles because for some reason she you know
oh,
people
you
see her and they feel sorry for her. You know what I'm saying? And they you know it just look like some pity shit. Like, yo, really that's your talent? To like she like a superhero and make people pity her and shit. Fuck
oh,
out of here.
Man.
That shit don't work on me, yo. Nah,
wow.
Crazy. I'd be like, yo, look,
wow,
you're one of the 500-pound chick,
wow.
not this. Get out
but
of here,
but it was a
yo.
Good show, man. It's a good show. It's a good show.
Nah, but see, but that's their fault because they have stylists. They got money at their disposal. They could do something with it. They don't need to accentuate her horribleness. They can actually
she said accentuate her horribleness, her
yo,
flaws.
Listen, she's comedy. She's the comedy relief of the show. She's Don Knotts and Three's Company, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yo. Who could we use to make the show a little bit lighter, to, you know, to like take the brunt of the realness off? Bring this big, fat, nasty bitch in here. What's her name? Gabby Sibby Dibby. Yo, bring that big-ass broad in here. They brought her ass in there. Throw a yellow weave on her. Make her look funny and shit. You know, now she look like a big cheeseburger. You know what I mean?
She look like Grimmie.
Exactly. It's
yeah,
horrible.
She's a hot mess, dog. Yo, but on the real, even in her personal life, she's a hot mess. You ever seen her, the shit she be wearing? You ever
no.
seen what them big fat hoofs do to, like, shoes? Really? Yo, she busts out some, she'll bust, she got nerve to have open-toe sandals on. Fat meat just dripping through the straps in the shoe. Just, I'm a shoe
mayonnaise
guy.
Everywhere.
You know yeah, she's just nasty, yo. She drips and oozes just nastiness, man. I'm not feeling her, man. I'm not feeling her at all, yo. Real talk. You know, and we might sound like we going hard, but
yeah,
I got to
yeah.
put that out there. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the show. You know what I mean? We're talking about the show. Now, the Empire show is pretty good. People like it. It's a new version of a soap opera, in my opinion. And,
yeah.
You know,
it, well,
that
it's people saying it's the dynasty of this millennium or of this, you know, decade or whatever.
It's still young in its infancy. We'll see. You know what I'm saying? This is the first was the first
I like
season,
Blackish,
right?
Yo. Blackish, yo.
I
haven't been watching it because of, you
I
know, Empire's been taking up my time.
I heard it was real funny, but I haven't seen it.
Blackish is the that shit is that's the truth right there. That shit is crazy.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I definitely want to check it.
I'm gonna check that out, Riz. Are they on the first?
And you know what don't
make
sense
second, right?
to me, man. It's good though. I'm into you know Mike doing his thing, but Mike Tyson Mysteries. That shit. It's like Scooby Doo and all them shits from the 70s, the Saturday morning cartoons, like mystery cartoons. But they taking it to another level. Like, how does this game go into that? You know, this should be bugging me out. You got a ghost, the Marquise is Queensberry. And then you got a pigeon, which is Norm MacDonald. You got Tyson walking around with a tracksuit with a question mark. And then you got an adopted aging daughter. It's good. I mean, you know, I like that Mike is doing his thing. And, you know, whatever. I'm going to support the brother. I'm going to support, you know, cats, is, you know, doing their thing. But I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't think nobody understands Mike
Tyson. And
that
shit was funny as hell.
I was geeking on it. I ain't gonna front. I was geeking on it. I mean, it didn't make sense to me either. But Mike is just funny as shit to me. He's funny.
Yeah, Mike. Mike be crazy, man. He be knocking motherfuckers out of the show. So grandmas on walkers and shit. Fuck it, yo. He just be going at it.
Yeah, that shit when he was on the moon had me in stitches, yo.
I mean, what?
That was had to be when he went to the moon. That was the funniest shit, yo.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson went to the moon.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I was like, yo,
he
what the fuck? He said somebody killing scientists and shit. Somebody killing astronomers. And on the moon, they had the tattoo that's on his face. They had that shit on the moon.
That was hilarious.
Watch it.
I got to get the T-shirt, man.
Yeah, I would definitely love a T-shirt. Because I'm into that whole Scooby-Doo back in the days, joint mystery machine shit. You know, I think that shit is hot. You know what I mean?
Warner Brothers Animation produces that shit.
See?
Warner Brothers haven't
produced
a cartoon in like damn near 50 years, yo.
Oh, man, make a comeback. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They've been there for years. You know what I mean? So some
and you
shit.
Yo, but you know what be killing me? It's Pickles. Pickles
oh,
is the
God.
Devil's dog, man. That shit is crazy, man. Check that
Pickles.
Out.
Yeah, you was hollering at me about that. Your party
that
people,
shit is
I need
crazy,
to check that
yo.
Out because what Riz told
Pickles.
Me is crazy. Pickles, the devil's dog.
He's the devil's Heavy. Dog, man. But, yo, he be bugging out, and he's fucking everything. He's fucking everything.
What the hell
everything.
Is that? I never heard of that. What is that?
It's on Adult Swim.
Mm.
It's on Adult Swim. That shit is crazy. Pickles! Yo, this shit is crazy. Brooke Shields does the voice for the mother and whatnot.
Oh, wow.
Shout out to Brooke Shields. I always like Brooke Shields.
Yeah.
She got no work done, yo. I'm feeling her, yo. She got no work done. And, yo, shout out to, what's her name? Linda Carter, too, man. Shout out
to
you,
yeah.
And
Linda
Vanessa
Carter.
Williams, man. Yo, I love Vanessa Williams, man. I think, yo, she's got to be one of the baddest broads in her bracket, yo. In her lane, yo, she's definitely doing it, yo. I'm feeling Vanessa Williams, man.
You seeing
on
a drunk
no work,
night, man. Nobody better not say shit to her?
Yo, dude, on a drunk night, on a sober night, man, please. She can, yo, she
on a
getting,
godly
Vanessa
night.
Vanessa Williams is the girl. Yo, son, she can sing that shit, that right stuff, baby. She can sing that shit to me all day, yo. You know what I'm saying? She can sing that shit. You know what I mean? I'll fuck her up. Yo, that album was banging, son. She made a slow joint to that kind of drug.
She made a slow joint.
You need to put her on a stamp. That's what I'm saying. Put that broad on a stamp, son. You know, she did too much, man.
I just wish I'd have kept my joint from 84, man, when the pictures came out. I wish I'd have caught. I think my brother beat me for that shit, man. I seen him go to the bathroom, and that was it.
Ah, man, sticky pages. That's all good.
Damn,
somebody got to do it.
I just called out my brother. Damn.
Somebody got
to
do it. Well, I'm glad y'all brought that broad up, because I've been one to get in her ass, man. I'm glad y'all brought her up, Gabby Sibby Dibby. Yeah, that chick. She bugged the fuck out, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad y'all brought that up. I had to get that off my chest, man. I feel good now. I feel good.
You did.
I had to release
you did,
that.
Man. Chest,
you
all that shit,
man. You went in on her.
No,
in and
I
out.
Did not. Nah,
yes, you
man.
Did.
Nah. Listen, Gabby Sibby Dibby, if you feel some kind
Dibby,
of way,
Dibby.
I apologize, but you look busted, and that's just what it is. And it ain't the stylist's job to fix that shit, because only God could fix that. You feel me? Word up, you know what I'm saying? I'm not feeling her. But she's not the only busted chick in the game. You know what I mean? She's not the only busted one. And
not.
I don't feel sorry for her because she's not handicapped. You know what I mean? Get a wheelchair and we can talk. Exactly. Like Whoopi? Whoopi, she doing her thing, man. And she never tried to, you know, play the role or nothing. She just stayed wearing curtains and shit and, you know, looking kind of bugged out and stay in her lane. Whoopi's good with me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whoopi's good with me.
And she funny,
you know
though.
What I mean? She got jokes. She's funny, but she kind of in her old age, she's gotten grumpy. You know what I mean? And where the funny's not there no more because she's too grumpy and sensitive about shit. You know what I mean? So you know, the old Whoopi was definitely tight, but she's getting old now. You know what I mean? So she kind of set in her ways and shit. And she's a little grumpy, man. She's a little grumpy. You know, a little closed-minded, you know. But whatever. It'd be like that sometimes. I understand. You know, you got to think about it, man. If you, you know, going through life looking bugged the fuck out, you know, there's certain obstacles that you got to, you know, you gotta persevere. You gotta get over these obstacles, man, in your way. You know what I mean? I'm sure she had tons of them, you know. I'm sure Shabba Ranks had obstacles. I'm sure he's going through them now, too. He's still going, but you got to think about, you know.
No, I said got one.
That motherfucker's ashy and greasy at the same time.
Is his obstacle.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
How the motherfucker was ashy and greasy at the same time?
That's dedication. That takes hard fucking work, man. You got to commend these cats, man. You got to commend him. Shout out to Shabba Ranks. You did put out some good music, you know what I'm saying? You know, but you definitely was not the, you know, handsome guy. You're not going to get the 007 role. You know what I'm saying? Definitely not. You know what I mean? But it's not all about looks sometimes. Sometimes, you know, you got to be, you know, like a real smooth character to get over that hump, you know, from you know, whatever you're lacking in you know, your appearance. You know what I mean? You know, you got some dudes that figured that shit the fuck out. Like, real talk, Forrest Whitaker should never get a leading role, in my opinion.
With that eye?
He's a fucking troll, yo. That dude looks bugged out, man. With them bumps and shit in his back, his neck, Forrest Whitaker look bugged out, man. And they try to give him roles where he's like this, like, accomplished, like he's some kind of accomplished great thespian. Fuck out of here, man. You Forrest Whitaker, man. Get out of here. Ghost doll. You play retarded guys. He's not a great actor to me. Just why? Because he did Idi Amin? The fuck out of here. Anybody could do Idi Amin. What is he doing?
That was a good flick. Last King of Scotland.
Actor?
That was all right.
Did Forrest Whitaker play Idi Amin any different than he would any other role? It's the same shit.
Yeah.
Crazy,
you're right
nasty,
that.
Greasy
yeah.
dude.
Moffat Cotto was a better Idi Amin than him.
Hell yeah. He even looked, Moffat Cotto make him great African. And this dude, he just looked like he retarded, son. Like, so, no offense, I know it's mentally challenged, whatever the fuck you call you people. You know what I'm saying? But what's this guy's name? We was just talking about him.
Yeah,
I must be losing it. Nah, the other one. The bumps in his neck, we was just talking about. What's his name again?
Damn, fucking
Forrest
Whitaker.
There we go, yeah.
You got early stages all
Alzheimer's
already, motherfucker?
Yeah, I got lost, man. I got lost. Them bumps and shit, man. I hit a rocky road. Yeah, man. Yeah, but he can't act to me. I'm not feeling him, man. I mean, he can act, but he has no range. How about that? That's safe to say. You know, Forrest Whitaker doesn't have no range. Don't, you know, get out of CSI. Get out of Law & Order. Get the fuck out of here. I'm tired of these motion picture dudes. You know, they're running out of cake from doing their movies and whatnot. You know, like Lawrence Fishburne, he was one. You know what I'm saying? He was going to call me Sir Lawrence and all this other bullshit. I'm the movie man. And then, all of a sudden, Well Run Dry. Now you want to jump in television.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Get the fuck out of here. Get out of here. We know TV is where it's at, though. These dudes is getting that paper, you know what I'm saying? Episode, they eating. Movie guys, they get that one chunk of change, and, you know, it's a wrap. You know, they throw a couple parties with Leonardo DiCaprio, and bang, they snort all of their shit up, and they broke in, like, 2 months.
Why?
At least that movie shit, that TV shit is consistent, so I understand the hustle. But you dudes need to stop ego tripping. You know what I mean? Your name is Larry Fishburne, and Forrest Whitaker, you're whack. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion, party people. But it's Fuckery Friday, so every Friday we're going to put the heat on somebody. You know what I mean? These views expressed are solely my own and does not reflect Mr. Riz or Shea White. Okay? So I don't want you people to not
otherwise.
Tune in. You know,
you
what I'm saying? And indeed, you know
about
what I'm saying?
Maybe 75% of the shit you saying, money.
Okay. I mean, you know, listen, I'm going to say what somebody don't want to say, but they know. They know, son. They know. They know Gary Sibby Dibby is that chick look nervous.
Dibby Dibby.
They know that.
Dibby, dibby, yeah. dibby, dibby.
They know, you know, so they know Forest Whitaker sucks. You know what I mean? And he's an annoying actor. So is Terrence Howard. He's an annoying fucking actor to me. You know what I mean? I was just waiting for him to start crying over something. You know what I mean? Just, I don't know, slip on shoe, no sock wearing motherfucking crying dude. Right, get out of here. I'm not feeling him, man. And when they put him in gangster clothes, oh, that shit really gets me. That shit with the do-rag on and shit, that really gets me. I'd be looking like, really? Get the fuck out of here. Yo, I'm sorry, man. Get out of here, Terrence Howard. I'm not convinced, dude. Whew. I got that off, too. And for that short dude in power, man, this message goes out to you, son. Talk to your stylist, man, because it ain't nothing wrong with throwing on a button up and some crispy wheats and jeans to go to the hood and shoot somebody. You don't go in the hood with an Applejack hat and a Pee Wee Herman suit on and be gangster in the hood. It's not going to work, man. If you want people to believe you. And Fitty, you behind this. Talk to these people, man. Word. Mm-hmm. Fuck all that bullshit, man. Talk to them, man. Let's put some realism in the game, man. We know that shit ain't going to fly. You know what I mean? Dude, we get chin checked in a heartbeat. At least where I come from, that's how we move. You know what I mean? But, you know, on that note, party people, it's time to say good riddance. Yes. It's all good. It's all good. We're going to take it out real quick. You know what I'm saying? That's how we're going to do it, right? We're going to take it out with the next movement from one of my favorite groups. And if y'all haven't checked their albums, you need to start from the very, very beginning. You dig what I'm saying? From Organics on. You know, these brothers are always doing the damn thing. And y'all got mad love for them, y'all. So on that note, y'all have a good night.
Definitely. Good night, y'all.
Later,
yo.
We're
going to chop it up, man.
Kick rock.
We're going to get at y'all.
Peace.
Oh, shout out, Tom. Yo, let me give a shout out to my peoples, man. Yo, Wendy Lou, shout out to you. Big Joe, shout out to you. I got to give a shout out to General Drew. Big shout out to you. Yo, Lil P, yo. Big shout out to Lil P. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing, his little rap thing. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be serious. So, y'all, man, keep a lookout for Lil P. You know, his official. If I forgot anybody, I'll get you next show. Don't worry about it. This ain't the last of it. But, for now, that's the buck stops there. Can you dig it? So, I know anybody want to shout somebody out before we dash?
No. I want to give a shout out to nobody.
Word up, son. With the veins in it, you know what I'm saying? But on that note,
word,
you know,
the
yo,
vein
100.
In it, word.
Two hands.
Fuck Free Friday lives, baby. Peace and love, y'all.
Later, y'all.
And yes, y'all, you are now in tune to the sound of the legendary foundation. Get wet, your head is throbbing and I-